On June 4th, immigrant rights advocates and legislative supporters gathered at the state capitol to call for passage of the New York for All law, which would prohibit local law enforcement and state agencies from working with the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. We hear from Murad Awada of the New York Immigration Coalition, Senator Granados and Assemblymember Tony Simone, Damian Gonzalez of Alianza Agricola, Julie Dragonetti of the Worker Justice Center, and Assemblymember Sarahana Shrezda.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Murad Awada. I'm the executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. Today, we're here coming together to demand the passage of the New York for All Act, a bill that would bar local law enforcement and state agencies from colluding with immigration enforcement and separating our families here in New York. We have the votes in the Senate and the support in the Assembly. So today we're calling on our legislative leaders to bring New York for All to the floor and let our voices be heard. Our immigrant neighbors deserve to feel safe in their communities, but as it stands now, in places across New York, something as simple as a traffic stop can lead to your family's separation. I want to introduce our champion. Join me in welcoming Senator Andrew Granados.
We have 4 days to go before Albany wraps up its work for the legislative session. And there is no reason why we cannot pass a very simple and basic law that would protect our most vulnerable immigrant communities across the state. We know that when local law enforcement and local governments collude and conspire with ICE, that does nothing to make our community safe. That does nothing to keep families together. That does nothing to allow people to live with dignity in their homes, in their neighborhoods, build a life with their families. It actually does the opposite. There's no reason why a traffic stop should lead to your deportation. There's no reason why a family should live in fear of going to a public library or going to a parent-teacher conference or having to go to a police station to ask for help, God forbid, and then worry about the risk of being deported just because of their immigration status. That's not the way we do things here in New York. And another thing, we are seeing what's happening across this country right now when there is a right-wing effort to disenfranchise and marginalize and demonize immigrant communities and immigrant populations. We see what is happening in Florida right now, where Governor DeSantis passed the most anti-immigrant bill in this country currently. We have an opportunity to do it differently here in New York. We can lead with love instead of retreating with fear. And that's what New York is all about. We have 4 days to get this done. I'm so thankful to everyone who came up here today. You should not have to be here, but the reality is this won't get done unless you're up here, okay? Because if you don't give a damn about politics, it's not gonna give a damn about you. So we have to get this done. I'm committed to getting this done. Our assembly is committed to getting this done. Now we have to make it happen. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Senator. Next up, join me in welcoming another champion of ours, Assemblymember Tony Simone.
Thank you. Thank you to the immigrant rights Batman here with his cape. I'm Tony Simone. I represent the west side of Manhattan. I was raised by immigrant Peruvian mom. Our cousin was deported in that draconian state we call Florida right now, under DeSantis. And it's a crime that you go after our immigrant Americans and New Yorkers because Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Stopping someone giving a ticket at a stoplight, going after these immigrant families, they do the work many of our other New Yorkers won't do. They feed us, they house us, they are part of our community. We must pass the New Yorkers for All Act. Our country should be opening open arms to all immigrants. New York is a foundation of immigrants from around the world. We need to, once at last, stop criminalizing all these folks coming from nations where things are falling apart to our great nation, New York. We need them. There's a labor shortage. We need our immigrant communities to feel safe, and ICE must be taken out of the equation. Stop criminalizing immigration, pass immigration reform, and pass this great bill by my colleague in the Senate, Granados, to make sure that all immigrants feel safe and have a full life. I ran for that, to have a New York for everyone, including our immigrant New Yorkers.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Damian Gonzalez. I am a member of Alianza Agricola. I've been a worker for over 17 years in this country. I am here today to speak on behalf of my colleagues and other workers who constantly live in fear, and our community that has immigrated outside of their country in order to find a better opportunity. We immigrants are here and live in constant fear and vigilance in an attempt to make sure that we are not deported from this country due to the collusion between police and immigration. Ooh. Today to ask that everyone, that all our legislators who have not had a need or necessity to travel to a different country where the laws are different, where the language is not known, to think about the fear that one might experience as they are living in this country and working for their family. We are in a strange country without the resources that we need out of necessity. I ask that you all think about the need that we face in terms of being able to reach our community and participate. We are here, we are working, we are attempting to make a better life for ourselves and for our families. And I'm also here to speak for my coworkers and my colleagues and my neighbors who, unfortunately, as a result to police and immigration collusion, have left their families behind and have been deported back into dangerous situations. I ask that everyone, that our legislators listen to not just me, but all of us here, and think about New York State's economy and the workers that work here.
It's Julie Dragonetti, and I am an organizer with Worker Justice Center of New York in Rochester. The Worker Justice Center serves the whole state of New York outside of the five boroughs. We largely work with immigrant farm workers who live in rural areas and are so often forced to live in the shadows. Farm workers often live in housing located on the farm where they work, and in these rural communities, there is limited access to basic resources such as grocery stores or healthcare facilities. When the Green Light Law passed in 2019, giving undocumented New Yorkers access to driver's licenses, this opened up a number of possibilities for workers in rural areas who previously had to risk getting on the road without a license or paying hefty prices for raiteros to take them where they needed to go. However, without New York for All, the ability to move freely still remains elusive, and the ever-present fear of an encounter with immigration enforcement remains. Farm workers face isolation, lack of community, and labor exploitation due to this fear that leads them to infrequently venture out from the property where they work and live. This isolation and fear is especially palpable for survivors of violence and exploitation who feel they have nowhere to turn to seek safety. After all, how could we expect someone to turn to the police for help when they themselves could then be at risk of detention or deportation? At the Worker Justice Center, we work every day with courageous individuals who have taken a risk by standing up to injustice, whether they experienced wage theft, workplace or domestic violence, or even labor trafficking. It is often extremely difficult to convince clients to report these crimes to the police because of this ever-present fear. And we know that there are still more workers we have not yet reached who do not speak up against abuse or injustice because of their immigration status. No one should be scared into silence. Immigrants are our neighbors and community members in upstate New York. In the words of a member of Mujeres Divinas, a local farm worker, woman-led organization, I ask, please, no more police working with immigration. I ask that our representatives lead with their hearts and think a little bit about us. We are honest workers. We don't want to cause any harm to this country. We love this country because thanks to the opportunity to work that we can help our family to eat and go to the doctor. No more polymigra. Pass New York for All.
We next hear from Assemblymember Sarah Hanna Shrestha from the New Paltz area.
I myself moved here as an immigrant, and even though I moved here with a lot of support and a clear plan of what I was going to do, it was still one of the most terrifying experiences. It is already very traumatic to leave your home, to find yourself situated in a new place where you have to build a new relationship, where you have to figure out what your support network is going to be in the absence of all of the people you've known all your life. And we don't really need to make it all the more worse by terrifying people who come to this country with the law enforcement we have and with all of the officials we have with ICE. It is a very traumatic experience, and we really should be doing our part to make sure that people feel safe. Right now in the Hudson Valley, there is a lot of division over asylum seekers coming in, and I've seen the really nasty rhetoric unfold. I've seen people being targeted based on false media stories. And we really need to stand up as New York, as a place where a lot of possibilities exist that don't exist in other parts of the world. And we need to show our leadership, and we need to show our idea and our vision of the sort of kindness and compassion that we want to see in our society. So
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.